Jeju Island is a sister city to Santa Rosa in Korea. Don Taylor, president of the Santa Rosa Sister City Committee, recently returned from his 14th visit there.
It's an island about 70 by 50 miles, sort of oval-shaped, all volcanic. Maybe it's 800-900 years old of people living there. Just a great culture. It's actually quite separate from Korea as a whole. Their dialect of Korean is slightly different. Sometimes the mainland people actually have a hard time communicating with them.
The island's natural beauty has earned it an International Heritage Site designation. But its location, due south of the Korean mainland, has also made it a strategic outpost for naval forces in the East China Sea. And the development of a major base on the southern shore has set off an ongoing protest movement against that project.
The level of protesting has been gigantic. They've had a lot of the religious groups go down there en masse. There's a constant protest. I did drive to the front of the naval base where there's a 24/7 ongoing protest with banners and speakers, even saw what looked like a religious ceremony occurring.
Those ongoing protests have attracted international attention, which is why Sonoma County resident Nicholas Sismill was on the island much of this past summer.
I was working with an international NGO called Peace Workers US. They sent me there for 3 months to monitor and record a movement that's going on there in Kongjong Village, which is trying to delay the construction of a naval base, if not stop it.
The huge construction project is causing significant environmental damage, especially to the soft coral reef along the coast. But Sismill says that's only part of the controversy caused by the new base.
It's going to be used to host aircraft carriers, nuclear submarines, Aegis warships that are part of the U.S. anti-ballistic missile defense system. Jeju Island is 300 miles from Shanghai, so this is essentially an informal blockade to China.
Independent filmmaker Regis Tremblay went to Jeju to document the protests last year. But he came back with a bigger story that reached much further into the past.
I knew about the protest on Jeju Island against the construction of a massive naval base to accommodate the U.S. pivot to Asia. What I learned about the history of the United States in Korea, and especially on Jeju Island after World War II, and right up to the present, actually led me to create a completely different film than I went there to do.
The crux of that story came in the years just after World War II, Tremblay says, when anti-communist fears drove American interventions in Korea, actions that took a terrible toll on the people of a country already ravaged by war and angry at the despotic leader who gained power with U.S. support.
The people rose up, and to put down that rebellion under the command of the United States military government in Korea, as many as 60,000 peasants were massacred and accused of being Reds or communists. Hundreds, maybe thousands, of refugees who were fleeing the war were ordered by American commanders to be shot dead.
That bloody episode became the central story in Tremblay's film, The Ghosts of Jeju, which will be shown on the Santa Rosa Junior College campus Monday evening. The protests outside the naval base are continuing, meanwhile, as is the construction inside. The whole facility is expected to be operational in 2016. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.